Oh, what a joy to be at Mount Calvary Community Church. It seems that there's so much going on, and I know there are challenges in when you hear the reports and the fears about, I mean, there are fears of flu, there are fears of confrontation, there are fears of violence, there's fears of wars, there are all kind of challenges that we face. And it seems like the more challenges that we face and the more questions that come up, you need to just get back to basics, you know? You just need to get back to the things that you believe in and the things that you stand for. I believe all these things, and I know my heart is moved many times when I hear the reports, and I will resonate with Marilyn's prayer request this morning. I don't know when I've ever seen a time when people can be more violent one to another. I don't know I've ever seen a time when there's as much unrest and the news is so disturbing. But I still know that this time, as in the past, as in the future, God never changes. Somebody asked me that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish and have everlasting life. Where is that from? Wow. So I thought we're going to go back to just a basic. This is the third chapter of the book of St. John. And the third chapter begins with that story of Nicodemus, and all of you know that. I tell you, I feel sorry as many times as I've heard a preach about old Nicodemus and his question coming to Jesus. The story you all know, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." And what I like here is Jesus immediately answered. Jesus answered, said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Wow. Nicodemus comes with a total different question. Bless you. And Jesus in his answers comes right directly to the fact. And this whole story that you'll read down there, and back and forth they have a conversation, but then it finishes up that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For the 16th verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. May you open our minds and hearts for just these few moments, God, that we can receive that truth, God, that we need in our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people, amen.
Amen. Amen.
The story of Nicodemus, you've heard so many times, and you know, it's one where they've broken down every word and every little phrase in this story. And he came at night time because it wasn't that he was able to come in the daytime. They all kind of supposition. Everything is going on. But this is simply a story of an individual that had a need. And Jesus states so clearly and so simply what the answer to his need was. I like preaching on happy things. I like preaching on positive things. I like things that are uplifting. I believe that encouragement is the oxygen of the soul. And I believe that. I believe people need to be encouraged. I think you ought to tell them. I think you ought to just tell them. And I love preaching that is positive and it makes people within their hearts turn more to him. Some years ago, I read I probably shared with you, but they were doing translations and of the New Testament, and when they went to the up north to the Eskimos, they realized that in their language there are certain words and certain phrases that they don't really have a word for our English words. And the word they were talking about when the disciples came and they were filled with great joy, great joy, great joy. Well, and the Eskimos didn't have a word for joy, so in their research they were trying to find out what was the most joyous time. And it is said at nighttime when the sled dogs were being fed was the most joyous time. The dogs, they were happy. They'd all come up and wagging their tail just ready to eat, and the kids would start screaming and all this excitement going on just because it was feeding time, a time of great joy. It just so happens is when they did this translation came out that when the disciples saw Jesus, they wagged their tails. That's how the translation came out. And I love it. Because it has meaning. It has joy. It has enthusiasm. Sometimes you go down a path and it doesn't quite work out the way that you thought it would work out. And I know none of you in your life has ever had a situation like that, but trust me, somebody you know probably has. I can remember back in 1957, and Brother Herbie, this one's for you, okay? In 1957, Henry Ford was so proud to announce that he was excited to bring forth a car for the decade, a car for the decade. It was called the Edsel. You know that answer, right? And just to tell you how popular this car was, there is only one recorded stealing of an Edsel. That'll tell you what the people thought about this car. Only one being stolen. Sometimes you have great anticipation in life. Sometimes it doesn't work out so well. Sometimes you go into, and even through all your joy and excitement, and it doesn't quite work. And I know the challenges of life that we face, they're real. I believe that one of the more moving times here at Mount Calvary is prayer request time. And I tell you, I just love it. I love it when people are sharing things that God has laid upon their hearts. I know if Dee and Joe had been here today, Dee would have raised her hand most likely and say, but also, Pastor, remember all those unspoken prayer requests. Why? Because there are certain things that are just so precious and so tender. Sometimes things that are even so hurtful that you just even don't even want to mention them out loud. But God knows. Nicodemus was a man with a problem. And he came to the man with the answer. And the answer was very simple. For God so loved the world that he gave that only begotten Son. I know that there is so much teaching going on. I know there are so many things that you can look up on the internet. I know that there's a very prevalent thing about different paths and all that, but I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you without a shadow of a doubt. God sent his Son to die for you and I. And that is the key. That is the thing that I want to be sharing about. Most of the time when people come to you, a lot of times they'll They'll start in on a question, or they'll start in with a comment, and it's really not what they want to talk about. You ever notice that? You ask them, well, how are you doing? Well, they'll start over here, and you may have to work your way around to get to here. Or if you see them, and they're kind of like this. You ever notice them like that? What's wrong? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Just one of them days. Right? Sometimes you got to do a little pull-up. Got to do a little pull-up. You got to be willing to sit there with these two ears that God gave you and only the one mouth. And do a little this listening thing to find out what's going on in an individual's life. And it seems like so many of these times, the questions and the issues, they come right back to the big things. To the big things. You get the big things right, and you'll be amazed how God will just work out so many of them little things. He died upon a cross for my sin and for your sin. And it's only because of my faith in Him. Somebody sent me a text not long ago. I said on a Sunday morning, I said, repeat after me, we are all just sinners saved by grace. And everybody repeat. And it was just so beautiful because in this text they said, that was simple and to the point. Sinners saved by grace. Now you're all going to have little different things going on. But I tell you, you should be commended to coming to church on this morning. We had a vote earlier. We were going to turn the heat up, let everybody lay over on the little cushion in the pew over there and just call this little nap time this Sunday morning, you know. You ever feel like that when it's raining out there? And here it is in January, and it should be much, much colder, but it's nice and warm out there. But I believe that you came to the house of God to receive something from Him. I don't know what each one of your problems are. And hopefully, you don't have enough time to hear all of my problems. But I'm here to tell you, I know the man with the answer. It says in the Word, Nicodemus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time from his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel at what I have said to you. You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So everyone is born of that same Spirit. It can be a challenge sometimes. And I know that people have asked me about what is the key to having a church that people want to come to and attend. I said, well, folks, not about me. And they usually agree with that and write it quickly. And I said, oh, you understand that. We okay. I said, well, we have great musicians and great music. And they'll say, yeah, but it's really not about that. I believe it's because people want to come in and be gathered together in His name with fellow believers. I want to be in it. I want to have people surrounding me so that when I face the challenges that each one of us is going to face in this lifetime, that I have somebody there listening and praying for me. Seems like my phone this week was just going off. Just going off. Pray for this. Pray for that. Pray for this. Pray for that. And you get so moved inside, especially when you're talking about young folks, when you're talking about those babies, when you're talking about grandchildren. I don't know why it seems that there's so much love between grandparents and grandchildren. Those parents just need to be skipped over sometimes. I don't know where they figure into, like, it doesn't. But if you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And I believe the love that we share, it resonates from simply what He has done for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Up and down this street and around the corner there, there are churches that have sermons going on right now. This is the time I'm speaking. They'll have different preachers in the front. Some be tall, some be shorter. Some will have even color in their hair, much darker than mine. But here I will tell you one thing. I believe for hearts to be moved, that they have to talk about Jesus. They have to talk about what He did for us. They have to talk about your willingness to accept Him as a personal Savior. To say, I am a sinner saved by grace. Saved by grace. And you have to be willing to be a part of it. To tend God's house. To pray for those among you who are sick and hurting. I have to be willing to be an encourager when the answers aren't so obvious. Sometimes you have to dig a little bit. Sometimes you have to be willing to give of your time to someone who's in need. I want to close in prayer, and I look forward to seeing Brother Matt next week. We may let him preach. I hear there's going to be a luncheon sometime, so if he and I decide, if we come to the precise ending time, but we can agree upon that, he may be preaching. If not, you'll hear him the week after next Sunday. But I'm here to tell you, he'll be happy to be back because of the people here have been praying for him. Because that's what he's been telling me on that phone all week. Tell the people, thank you for praying for me and my family. I believe those are the keys to the strength of the church. Heavenly Father, we gathered in your house today, and you've given us joy within our hearts. You allowed us on a day which was a little bit rainy outside, a little gloomy, but God, you brought joy and light and encouragement to our hearts on the inside of this room. God, we once again lift up each one of those prayer requests, each one of those questions that simply need to be answered. But most of all, God, we thank you for the big question, the way that you've allowed us to answer it by simply accepting you as our personal Savior. Now, God, give us safe traveling mercies. Allow us to leave this building with joy, a smile upon our face, knowing that most of all, that you love us. We thank you for today. We thank you for this time together. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'm going to ask Buddy now before he goes on his trip. You got to come down and take up an offering one more time, Buddy, before you go down to Florida.
Yeah, just check the box.